get that frown off your face. Put a smile.
Welcome to the fifth installment of Off Your Face.
Number five.
So exciting, Steve, because we're doing our first ever super special. Now, this one, when you told me about this story, because we're going to jump straight into it today, we don't have the, you know, the swapping of the words like we usually
do. Yes,
yes. We're getting straight into the guts of this because it's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard
hilarious.
In my life.
You guys are so funny. Yeah.
Now, Sim.
Haters.
I can't even get it out without laughing. You went and got a photo shoot.
I sure did. Man, y'all are some haters.
In China. Sure did. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I just wanted a photo shoot.
See, for me, and I'm not like dissing you or anything like that. Well, I am. But a photo shoot would never cross my mind. Honestly, to do a photo shoot. I've been forced to do some a few times with my career, and it wasn't fun. It wasn't something I was like, oh, that was the best thing I've ever done.
I wouldn't say it's the best thing I've ever done, but I like it, so that's why I did it.
Wow. All right, so it was a photo shoot, and the reason we're calling this a super special is because you decided to tell us on a night that we were having some drinks.
Yes.
We were in the crib, see, honorary black. am I still on probation, PS?
No, you're good.
All right.
But just watch it.
Okay, sorry, man. All right. No tartar sauce in the house, got it.
Ew, yeah.
So we had everyone around the table and we started talking about the photo shoot.
Yes.
Now, in a word, describe the photo shoot.
In one word? I can't do it in one
a few.
Word. An experience. How about two?
Okay, an experience. An experience. Can I give a word?
Yes.
Intimate.
Oh, it did turn out intimate, but I mean, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
All right, well, I don't want to give too much away. This is why it's a super special. We're going to jump straight into the recording that we did a couple of nights ago. We were hanging around, having a few drinks, talking about Sim's really strange and like possibly, you know, illegal.
Soft porn.
Yeah, exactly. Illegal photo shoot. That's all we're going to say, right?
Yes.
Here's what it sounded like.
Okay, so I did a photo shoot today.
Sorry.
Stop laughing.
But y'all like the photo
y'all
shoot.
Like acting like I've never heard of a photo shoot before.
Yeah, I've heard of a photo shoot, but like one that we've been part of a photo shoot. It's me and Steph. But they're ones that like a company has paid for us to be a corporate like entity. Not like, I'm going to go get me a photo shoot. That's like called like a portrait gallery.
Oh my God, you're a mess. No, it's my own personal
photo. You paid
photo.
For this.
Yeah, I did.
You paid for this.
I paid for this photo shoot. It's my personal photo shoot.
And what happened? Was it like a picture of you, like, you know those photos on the internet, like a photo of you and then an imprint of your head, like on like just two superimposed pictures of yourself?
No, it was legit. We went to these little luxury villas by my school.
Okay.
And each
luxury like, villas, this sounds like
no,
classy.
No, it was legit. Like it's kind of like a model home and like
it's getting better.
Like, where you go to see if you want to buy the villa.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They like decorated it. Like so inside
where they buried dead bodies. Yeah, keep going.
No, but like inside this villa the theme was it was like weird theme. So like this first theme for this first villa was called Oscar Night. And it was like yes. It was weird. So like you walk
so did you wear the Brad Pitt?
I will get there in a minute with Brad Pitt.
Oh sorry, Angelina.
Yes, yes. That's, and her too.
He had the leg slit with the big
oh no.
I will
get there too. No, for real. This place was like amazing. Like they had like big chandeliers, like fireplaces, like it looked just like out of a movie.
Like
it was like
concept,
amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. They had floor to ceiling bookcase. It was so I started there. Like I guess the bookcase.
Because I wouldn't be in front of the bookcase, so I look smart.
Yeah, because I had like a bow tie and a vest on.
You
like,
had a bow tie.
No, Sim, you don't even read.
I do read.
It was like, yeah, but I want to look smart.
I am smart, but I don't like reading books, okay? And nothing wrong with that. Okay, so you guys make me look like an idiot. But anyway,
you're the one who fucking wore the bow tie, man.
Whatever.
Like, we're not doing
hey, bow ties
like
are
idiot.
In right now. You're crazy. If you don't have a bow tie, you're fucking up right now. So if you don't own a bow tie, you're a little bitch.
I'm gonna call you on that.
Yeah. If you don't have a bow tie, you're a little bitch.
Is that what you want on your tombstone? If you don't have a bow tie, you're a bitch.
If you don't have a bow tie, you're a bitch. Anyway, so...
So you got your bow tie.
It started
you're not looking like a bitch.
No, I was very, very dapper.
You got the bookshelf.
And then we went to the pool table.
Oh my God, did you lie down on the pool table?
No, but if you let me talk, I'm gonna get to that part where
I was...
Where
was the eight ball? Where was the eight ball?
Was like...
Sink it?
Was love lift us up where we belong. Oh my God. Playing in the background.
No, anyways. No, but so we did the photo shoot at the pool table, and then we went to a bar.
It's not normal. He's saying it like it's normal.
It's normal.
I didn't hear about the pool table when you were
saying
it was so like,
just like
holding the stick.
Yeah, holding the stick. And like, you know what, Kate? I'm done talking.
Did you do the shot with like dusting the tip of the cue?
Slowly.
Tell me you did. Did you aim up?
No.
I did. Blowing off the excess chalk.
Anyways.
Like, ooh, he's tough.
And tough. And a wicked pool player.
Oh, that's sick.
You could take your money and your heart.
Okay, you want me to get to the best part.
Okay, though, like, sorry.
Everything went fine. So we started at the pool table, and then we went to the bar, and I was like acting like a bartender. So that part was good. And then the second look I had... was it started in the kitchen, like a fake kitchen. They had like pots
this is
and
my
stuff.
Favorite.
And I was like, had like fake oranges, and I was eating the fake oranges.
You were pretending to eat the fake oranges.
Yes, yes, and
the
lettuce.
Fake juice running down your
yeah,
chin.
Yeah, they had lettuce, and they had like croissants and cakes and pots and pans. So I was like,
all fake.
Tell him about the lettuce head.
And he was like, oh, hold the lettuce. So I was like,
hold the lettuce.
I was like, okay, it's awkward.
It sounds like a gay move.
Yeah, he's like.
Hold the lettuce.
He's like, hold the lettuce. So I was like, I didn't like it, so I just grabbed the oranges instead. And then he told me to put the orange on top of my head. I was like, I don't want to fuck my hair up. I was like, why? It's not... But anyways, it was okay.
Once again, you paid for this, right?
Yeah, no. This is like for real. Like, it was really professional. It was really legit.
It sounds professional, yeah.
Until it started going, like, it was kind of iffy.
I know when I get photos taken, I like to be sexually assaulted.
Well, I wasn't sexually assaulted yet.
Whoa.
Okay, we'll wait to the bathtub scene.
Yeah.
How do you know about that?
Oh!
This is a joke, right?
How do you know about that? Can you tell her?
Hey, every single thing out of the book in there!
Wait, can you tell her?
I know!
You got, and I quote from you last week, naked?
No, I didn't get naked, but
the
next scene was in the bathtub.
Oh, bullshit!
Dead serious!
No!
Dead serious!
Shelf, the table, the bathtub.
Yeah, so yeah. It was like those like
you were really... like you're like a girl who's just been told that someone loves them. Like you're totally
and
like
set up the video camera just for them.
Yeah. I swear this won't get to the internet, honey.
No, it was okay, but like so we went to the.
You know you're going to be their advertisement now. You're going to drag that Jenny in and it will be on a billboard.
And that's
you're
fine.
You're going to be on a billboard.
And that's fine.
T-shirt.
If they give me the royalties from it, I'm fine.
Sure
they won't give you the royalties from
well,
it.
Well, let's go back for a second. In these two villas I went to, they are obsessed with Angelina and Brad Pitt. They were on every single wall in frames, their children, their friends. It was creepy. Like, they live there. I was like... This is fucking creepy. Does Angelina and Brad live here, or just it was just
wait,
fucking creepy?
Wait, so
it was
creepy. In like normal photo frame.
So, normal photo frame.
It looked like you were walking into someone's house, and they just
yes.
Like, whoa.
Like they
okay. When did the red light go off for you? Because right now it's the bathtub scene.
I know. I would have been like, okay, time to get out of here when I see the posters. But you're like, no, oh, I'm undressing. This doesn't
cool.
feel
like,
weird. When I'm in the bathtub, oh wait, this is weird.
No, but like it felt like you actually walked into. What
yeah,
Brad
part,
and Angelina would have.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty
what
weird.
You would think that they would have. Like, okay, I can see Brad living here. Like, think of like luxury. It's like.
But, and they probably are living there. They're probably in the cupboard somewhere.
Right? Tied up, like, don't say shit.
But you said it was like the Oscar theme.
Yeah,
you
so,
know?
It was,
so,
so it was like very.
The whole Hollywood.
It was very Hollywood like.
Apartment.
Yeah, very
thing.
Hollywood.
I'm not trying to rush you, man, but please get back to the bath.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me talk, okay?
Like, what happened? Were you
so,
naked?
You know. Do you know those like freestanding bathtubs? That had like little feet at the bottom.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So this bathtub was huge. So it was. I got inside and it was. You know, I wasn't my feet didn't touch the other side, so, and I'm a big guy, so it was a big bathtub. Yeah, it was like deep and everything.
So was there a second person jumping in?
No, just me. Just me. Well, first of all, he told me to get into the bathtub, and I then well,
and you did it willingly, yes?
Yeah. So I took off my shoes, and then I got into the bathtub, and then he says like said something in Chinese, and the girl, my friend, she was translating, and she really couldn't translate because he wanted me to take my socks off because he don't take pictures of my whole body. So she didn't. She couldn't translate.
Whoa!
Well, I mean, like from head to toe. He doesn't want socks in the picture, so he wanted me to take them off. So she couldn't translate. Take your socks off. So it sounded like she told me like, take your clothes off. But she wasn't. But her English, her Chinese to English translation sucks. So I was like, take my clothes off. What? Like my whole tone changed. She was, and they all like turned red and started laughing. Like, no, just take your socks off.
But that's the one, that's like Steph said before, that's the one warning. No, like, what a misunderstanding. Gotcha. They wanted me to just take my socks off. Okay, well, let's get the bubbles going.
No.
And then a pool cleaner walked in.
And then a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah, I've come to cleanse the pool.
And was that the end? Was that it?
No, I got in the bathtub, and then he started taking pictures, and then all of a sudden, he told me to put my leg over the end, over the ledge of the bathtub, or the edge.
Yeah.
So hang my leg over. So I was like exposed.
This is a Whitney Houston
like, so I was like, yeah. So my leg.
So
was
you
like,
draped it over the edge.
Yeah. So after I looked at the pictures, he was like, "Show me." Oh, nice. And I looked at it, and I like it was basically a porno shoot. Like my legs were open. I was exposed. I was like, this kind of looks like softcore porn.
Who are you gonna give this to? Like, is this like Happy Mother's Day? Like, no, what are you gonna do with this?
It's for me to show my friends when I give and my family when I get back home.
We're gonna show people. You're actually gonna show people.
Yeah.
I would burn these and kill the photographer.
No,
like,
no.
I don't want anyone knowing about this.
Every shot is really good. So it, like, I'm not gonna pick
but
any bathroom shot.
Yeah, have you?
I've seen like you know like a few, but I haven't seen like all of them. It's 100 pictures. But I'm not gonna pick the bathroom scenes because they look very, very sexual. And then like he told me to grab the
soap.
You know like
the
grab the shower head, and he told me like he told me to act like I was like putting the water on myself. So I was like, act like I was going to wear myself, and then he told me like to like act like it was a microphone and sing into
shit,
it.
Shit, dude, you can play. This was a porno.
Do you know what's happening? Like you're singing into the microphone, right? They're just going to Photoshop a dick in there.
Oh,
like
oh,
you
no.
know that's going to happen.
You know what? I guarantee we're going to see your picture in some kind of like
No. This was straight up.
Yeah, Black Love magazine.
He's going to make so much money.
They literally rolled out the red carpet for you. They're like, yeah, we'll take him to the Angelina and Brad Pitt pad. We'll get him undressed. We'll get him in the bathtub. Give him a shower head.
I would have been...
They at least buy you dinner.
I mean, if it was that, okay, get naked and I pay you this price. I'm like, okay, what's the price? And I would have did it. But they didn't know. But
no dumplings.
So, let's reiterate. You were embarrassed.
No,
you gave all of the.
I wasn't embarrassed.
Okay. So you were in a compromising position.
Yes.
Someone else owns the photos, and then you will pay for them later.
I own the photos.
He owns the photos.
Mm-hmm. That's my face in there.
Have you paid for them?
Yeah.
Did you sign anything? Like,
no.
Can we use these?
Okay, don't try. I know.
Shit, you
I know my rights. When I picked the pictures
up, you
rights
in China.
No rights here.
When you
if
sign
you
something,
sign anything like any kind of ownership or like
these pictures are coming
sell.
To me. It's okay.
Yeah, they're also going to everyone else in China.
Yeah, were you in 12 different scenes?
Shit, really?
Because I feel like a Black Thunder calendar coming
four.
On.
No, it was legit. It was just that bathtub scene was kind of like. Eh. My legs are open. But, like, luckily I had, like, I had, like, white pants on, so I was, like, if I was, like, any bit excited, you would have saw everything, but, like, hopefully I was, like, you know, scared, so I was, I'm not scared.
White pants after Labor Day, that's two crimes in the one
day. Labor
Day
is not, it's in September, homie.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Exactly. You can wear white.
You own white pants?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You wear white before Labor Day. After you can't wear it.
Yeah, I know the rule, but
Okay, let's stop with the rule, because obviously I got it wrong, but more importantly, it's like you were draped over the side of a bathtub.
Yeah.
That's way more important. We're burying the lead here.
But it was like, yeah, so then after that, it was like, whatever. I mean, we went to, what did I do? Went to like another villa.
And he smoked a cigarette afterwards.
No, look at, no. It was cool. And after that, so I'm waiting to see.
Ordered Chinese.
No. I'm just waiting to see those pictures because I'm not going to pick any of the bathtub scenes.
How did you feel when you left? Did you need a hug or anything?
Were you dirty?
No, did you feel like on top of the world or were you like confused and not sure what happened?
No.
Are you going to be upset if he doesn't call tomorrow?
Please.
Do you need a walk of shame back here?
Please, there's multiple people there. It was like, if that was happening, it would have been like an orgy.
You know, you keep making your case worse. I don't think you understand.
You guys are crazy. Like, you, like it was okay until the bathtub scene. And I was like, this looks like porn. And then I was like, well, maybe he was like, you know, wanted to take those pictures with my legs open. So
wait, so where was he standing when you were in the bathtub? Was he like on the side or like at the end?
He was all up. Like, he's the...
He was all over.
He's the photo person, photographer, so he was like all over.
Oh my god. You let him do unspeakable things, didn't you?
Because
you're
other
like,
people,
oh, he's just a photographer. They always take like...
So I called my friend,
like colon shots.
So, colon shots? You are so crazy. So I called my friend Abila in Nanjing and I told her what happened in the bathtub scene and she was like, he tried to snatch you. He's like, she was like, he wanted you. I was like, stop saying that. I was like, I feel dirty now. But yeah, it was cool. So we'll see.
Did you need another shower afterwards?
No, but I think I'm gonna post a picture of my legs open on Facebook for everybody can see because it's fucking hilarious. I saw it and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? My legs are like open. This is porn.
You know the photographer is like showing all his friends right now.
You know what? Like, the photographer is probably tied up in the back somewhere, and this was just some freak
sick.
That's just he's coming probably, to be like, I'm gonna get me some photos.
He's probably at his studio, like naked, looking at the pictures, touching himself, and stuff like that. He wanted me, like, he wanted to see my friend's pictures, so I showed him your picture, you and Stephanie's pictures.
Shut up, you did not.
So if he's touching himself to my pictures, he's touching himself to you and Stephanie.
Did you at least give him good photos of me draped over the... Because I've made those available.
I sent you two.
You said Jordan
and Steph. And then Kate.
They didn't want you, Kate. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're the same size as a Chinese. That's all. They've seen it before.
You guys
and it's like, oh, she's got red hair, so what? Moving on.
You guys act like it's like a bad thing to take a photo shoot. I mean,
no. That's not what we're saying. It's just so
keep
on from my 16th, my 18th, and my 21st. Not.
That's a hater.
How many photo shoots have you done in your life?
It's the first one ever. And
okay.
I've been wanting to do it for a long time.
And yes, it's normal. It's the first one I've ever
did
done.
Did you guys do senior pictures?
Yes, but that was sanctioned with the school, and there was people around, and
this is a legit
it wasn't going into a Brad and Angelina shrine and getting into a bathtub half naked. I mean, I thought that
I was
the
not, oh, hold on, I was not half naked. I was fully clothed.
Your socks were off,
except for my socks.
Socks
were
off.
Yes, my legs were open though.
Your
that's
socks were off.
Yeah.
Socks
but
off.
I was fully clothed.
Open.
Yeah.
That sounds so bad.
Sounds like a good second date.
Okay, I'm done.
How'd you get, bro? Oh,
I'm
socks
done.
Off and
bye.
Sick.
I'm done.
All right, so there you heard it. There was bathtub action.
Bathtub.
There was strange stuff going on. And you've got the photos back.
I did. Oh, I should have brought them, but yeah.
Are they creepy?
No,
like,
they're not
what
creepy.
Are they like?
They're all right and just... Until that one scene.
Are like, you going to show mum these or what?
Oh, yeah. Of course,
what about
course.
The bathtub scene?
I don't know, maybe.
How much nudity are we talking about in that bathtub
Zero.
Scene? Okay. Just so I know. Just so
Zero.
I know. We're
but
not going to see any BBC, are we?
No, my gosh. No, you have to pay for that.
Which stands for big black, and I'm not going to say the last question, just in case you don't know. Last word.
They know.
Now, so that's what happened. And you paid for this, like we said then. You paid for this. You paid like quite a bit of money for this. A chunk of change in China.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like it's gonna last. Well, it's for me. It's like my personal collection. So,
what's in the collection? We've got you as the sexy pool person, like playing snooker.
Snooker.
We've also got you doing the Martha Stewart holding an orange in a kitchen.
Oh my. Yeah, it was Professor first. Thank you very much.
Oh, Professor.
Thank you.
You did not tell me about this.
No.
Oh my god, I've got to get a copy of these photos.
The second one was like, you know, homebody.
Homebody, yeah.
And then the third one was like, you know, still homebody.
Okay.
Just moved to a different location.
You know what I think it is? I think you've got your at work. Professor.
Yeah, it
was at home.
Exactly, yeah.
Martha Stewart. And at play, playing exactly. some snooker and in the bus.
Snooker. And then extracurricular after that.
Extracurricular,
yeah.
Wow. I'm not even going to get into that.
The bathtub could have been extracurricular too. All right. Won't get into that.
Check the logo, because I haven't told Sim this, but we're going to use one of his photo shoot photos.
Oh, hell no.
As the symbol for this podcast.
Oh, hell no.
You can go and see it.
Oh, hell
you
no.
You have to see it. You probably have when
picture.
You clicked on the link to listen.
I got to pick... Oh shit, I gotta pick that picture. You cannot pick that one.
Now, the second reason it is a super special is because it's a little bit sad. All right. This is the last time that these two homies are gonna be in the same place together.
Yeah.
Sim, you're leaving.
Yeah, I'm dipping back to America for a little while.
You dipping? Explain.
Yeah. Going back to America tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Or Tuesday.
I meant dipping. Like, what does that mean?
Dipping is like bouncing or leaving.
Oh, okay, got it.
Leaving.
I love it how you went like, dipping is like, and then you used an even more black term.
I did.
I'm still over here. Like, did you say tartar sauce?
I thought bouncing was a white word too. Like, I mean,
we've adopted it.
So I was like, I went down the color line. I went from dipping, bouncing, and then really white, leaving.
I'm leaving. Yeah, so white.
Yes.
So back to the U.S. and then what's happening after that?
After that, in August, I'm going to Dubai to teach English and social studies. So, the desert, here I come.
You know what? I'm super excited about this because this means Off Your Face is going to continue. Mm-hmm. But we've just tripled what we're going to do.
Yeah,
right?
Another country. That's crazy.
We said we're the United Nations of podcasts. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we're now going to add a Saudi Arabia Files.
Oh, exactly. It's going to be amazing.
Because you're going to see some crazy stuff, man.
I already know. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then maybe I can get maybe a Saudi... guest host. I mean,
that would be cool. Yeah,
guest
yeah.
star.
Maybe have a sheik come over, mm-hmm. pump some money into the show. I know
Absolutely.
We could use some stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
So we've got the technology. We're going to do it even more long distance now. Sim, it's been awesome having you here doing
thank
this.
Thank you, I appreciate it. It was fun.
I've had an absolute brilliant time.
I don't want to like make it sound like it's the end, because it's not.
It's not the end. No. And that's why I'm not going to get choked up. I'm not going to give you that gift of mayonnaise like I promised.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Thank you for listening. We're going to be back. There will be a small break, obviously, because you're going to be over the US.
How about we get more professional? How about hiatus, like the actors do? You know, like me. You know,
hiatus
like,
sounds like...
Like celebrity, like myself. Like, I go on hiatus.
Yeah, because you got photo shoots now. You got headshots. Hiatus sounds like what my mum said to me when my dad left and I was 5.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness
like, it
gracious.
It sounds harsh, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hiatus. Okay.
Hiatus.
We're on hiatus.
Hiatus, yes.
For the next couple of weeks. Mm. Then we're going to be back. One of you stateside in Denver, I'm hoping.
Los Angeles and Denver.
Los Angeles and Denver.
Yes.
Okay, so double trouble. Thank you so much for being part of the show, Sim.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you for being part of the show, too.
We're going to continue it. As we always say when we go, go Darwin, or go home.
I will smack your face off of your face. Oh.